next like to call a panel consisting of Sal Grisabalto of the New Jersey Gasoline C-Store and Automotive Association, and I believe some of his members, Mir Fazeldin and Tim Arata.
Tim is not here, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
But Keith Creel is.
And Keith Creel. Keith is from Creel Auto in Clifton, New Jersey. And is Mir here?
Yes, I'm
right here. And Mir.
Good morning.
Fazeldin.
Yes, sir.
Is from Willow Sunoco and Westview Service in Hoboken and Ridgefield. I think you've been before us before, no?
Yes, once.
Yes.
Not Ridgefield, Jersey City and Hoboken.
I put Tim Arad on the same sheet. Tim's location
Okay.
Ridgefield, but Tim is not here.
Well, welcome all of you, and the floor is collectively yours. Whoever wants to go first, feel free. Make sure that you press the right button. That one can be off. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you very much for taking the time to hear this issue again this morning. It was greatly appreciated when you put it on the agenda back in the spring. Back then, we had hopes that the actions of this committee would help promote Massachusetts to move a little bit faster. We had a promise from the manufacturers at that point that there would be an agreement in place by July 31st. That has not happened. I completely agree with you, Assemblyman Deignan. There is no reason why we can't have this memorandum of understanding. There just is not. I understand that the vehicle manufacturers do not want to have 50 different laws implemented in 50 different states. That does make sense. However, if this committee was not hearing this bill, if Massachusetts did not have the referendum on the ballot last year, the vehicle manufacturers would not be as open to compromise as they are right now, because they are faced with a domino effect. Because if they don't come up with a memorandum of understanding, something will be passed in Massachusetts because the voters said they want that. Something will happen here in New Jersey, and there are other states in line to do the same, and then they will have to face 50 different laws, and I can understand that they wouldn't. However, it should have never gotten to this point. This legislation has been introduced nationally. This has been going on for 15 years, and each time there have been promises that we're going to do something different, or you know, somebody mentioned NASDIF before. That word NASDIF should never be used. That is nothing more than a smokescreen set up by the vehicle manufacturers a long time ago to be able to say, here, look what we're trying to do. And it doesn't work. It never did work. If you bring your car in for repair and somebody in a vehicle and a shop owner needs to utilize NASDIF, We've had examples where it could take 30 days to get the information, and there are no customers that want to wait that long. You want to be able to press a button, make a phone call. You want to be able to get the information you need to make a car work. In many instances, the car will not work properly after the independent repair shop owner has purchased the part from the manufacturer's dealer. You could put the part in the car. It won't work unless you get certain technical information that you can then punch into the car's computer. So it is the NASDIF thing is just it's bogus. We wouldn't be here if we didn't need it, and that is why we're here. So I think we're near the end of the train, but we do have to keep pushing. I've brought with me several members who can give you real live experiences, you know, of what they run into in their shops, where they actually have to tell the customer, I'm sorry, you have to take the car to the dealer. Doesn't mean they can't fix it. Doesn't mean they don't have the training or the expertise or the tools to fix it. It means they won't be able to get the information they need to make the car work after they replace parts. So I'll leave the rest, and of course I'll answer any questions when they're done.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come here. I have owned two repair shops for the last 35 years, one in Hoboken and one in Jersey City. And besides myself, I am a master certified ASE auto technician. I have two other employees that are also master techs. We do a lot of repairs, and we have a good base of customers that trust us. They would like to bring their car to us, leave it for the day when they go to work, and by the end of the day, when they come back, the car is ready for them to pick up. And a lot of time, you know, we have problem. We know how to fix the car. We get the parts from the dealer, but we don't have the software to reset it in order for it to operate, you know, normally. And very frustrating. Sometimes it's just a simple maintenance, like an oil change. We can't even reset the service reminder light. Okay, so all we're asking for is the opportunity. Most of our customers, they don't want to bring the car back to the dealers because of the inconvenience, not because of the expenses. They trust us, and they would like their car to be repaired by us. You know, and when we tell them, you know, embarrassingly, we tell them that we can't do it because we don't have the software, you know, then they sometimes they have a feeling that we're not competent, which is not the truth. You know, we are very competent, and we can do repair just as well and maybe even better than the dealership sometimes. And again, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you very much for coming in today. We appreciate your testimony.
Okay. Good morning. I'm Keith from Creel Auto in Clifton. Basically, I do mostly heavy-duty repairs on vehicles, 32 years in business. The vehicles that I typically work on can't be borrowed or rented short-term. They're like garbage trucks or vehicles that are filled with electrical tools. The roadblocks to information in the past have been anywhere from a solid wall to a subtle roadblock filled with a lot of informational gaps. By the way, some of the repairs that I do are actually under warranty, but the people, owners of the trucks, bring them to me because I'll get them in and out quicker than if they bring the vehicle to the dealer and lose it for several weeks. The latest example is a 2008 Mack truck. By the way, I have receipts with me. That came into me with check engine light problems, and the customer wanted us to fix it. We attempted to scan the truck, couldn't scan it because we needed software. So we called the dealer. Dealer told us where to buy factory authorized software. We ordered the software. They said $500, 2 days. Well, $500, 5 days later, it finally arrived. Vehicle's not moving. It's sitting in the parking lot. We handed it off to a technician who is fully capable of using all the softwares out there. We do many trucks. 3 to 4 hours later, he comes back frustrated. I can't make this work. We handed it off to another tech that I think we're lucky to have on staff. He's got 20 years of experience with an IT firm. Several hours later, he came back. Can't make it work. Seems like something's missing. So then we called the vendor who sold us the software. He said, oh, you need the instructional disc, and we don't include that anymore. Well, we didn't want to wait another 5 days. They said, well, we know somebody who bought it and is in your neighborhood, so why don't you go borrow it? We don't want to borrow information. We just paid for it. We want to get this done. But we were thankful that the competitor would loan us the disc. So we borrowed it and started a 9-hour task of downloading it in. Okay, and again, the fellow who's doing it is very capable. Finally, this had strung along to 2 weeks. The customer needed his recycle truck because he needed to get those routes done. He had fallen behind. He pulled it out of there. We lost $500 for the software, about $400 in wages. We were embarrassed. We lost a customer, and we made all the right moves. We did them timely, too. That's why we are asking that heavy-duty trucks be included in this bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's always good to hear real-life stories from the trenches. Any questions, comments for anyone on this panel? Thank you very much, gentlemen.